The United States and Russia reportedly negotiating to release the 10 accused Russian spies arrested in the U.S. last month in exchange for a nuclear scientist who's been in prison for more than a decade for allegedly passing secrets to a British firm. Joining us live now from Moscow with more on this, Associated Press correspondent Jim Heintz. Jim, good to have you with us on WTOP. Can you give us the latest on the negotiations and the possibility that we could see an old-styled Cold War spy trade?
The latest is that there's been a lot of flurry of action in Moscow today, and it's a situation where there's a lot of dots on the page and nobody's really connecting them yet. This morning, a number of armored vehicles and vans showed up at Moscow's Lefortovo prison where convicted spy Igor Sutyagin was being held. About 10 to 15 minutes ago, a number of these vehicles left the prison grounds, and that leads to more speculation that Sutyagin is on the way to being sent overseas in exchange for the 10 people who were arrested on suspicion of spying for Russia in the United States. Russian officials totally aren't saying anything about all of this, so it's entirely speculation at this point, but there appears to be strong circumstantial indications that some kind of swap is in the works.
People should know that Sutyagin has been in prison for more than a decade on spying charges. Is there any understanding yet of why the Russians are willing to give him up in this way?
Sutyagin was convicted under very peculiar circumstances. He was convicted of passing along information to a British company that was allegedly a CIA front. However, Sutyagin has vehemently maintained throughout his whole ordeal that this could not possibly be considered espionage because all the material he sent out was available through open sources. So, in other words, he wasn't passing along actual secrets. And the Sutyagin case has been something of a burden or an embarrassment to Russia's image over the years.
If this deal does indeed come through, does it prove the point that captured spies are still more useful as bargaining chips rather than as sources for information for the country that captured them?
Well, sort of as a corollary to that, both on the Russian side and on the U.S. side, it's interesting because the quality of intelligence provided by any of the people in question is certainly open to doubt. In Sutyagin's case, he contends, of course, that it was all coming from open sources, and with those arrested in the United States last week, it's still unclear whether they were providing any kind of quality intelligence. It's worth noting that the people arrested in the U.S. have been charged with acting as foreign agents rather than with espionage per se, and the charge of acting as foreign agents is much lower than an espionage charge.
Jim, thank you very much. Good to speak with you.
Thank you.
Associated Press correspondent Jim Heintz, live from Moscow this morning.
7:25 on WTOP.
Money News, every half hour, 25 and 55 on WTOP.